Good morning and greetings of health to everyone. Before I start, just for 1 second, settle down yourself. For 1 second, those who want to go, they can go. But those who are here, just for 1 second, take deep breath in and out. Take breath in and out. One, leave it. Take one time more. One time more, third time. Now stretch yourself. Both hands on the head. Good. Good. Stretch. Stretch. Come back. Again one more time. Stretch. Stretch. More. Good. We are supporting God. How we are supporting God? God is doing what God is doing. He is forming a new world. So we all are supporting. Okay, we are with you. Third time more. Yes. Good. Good. Now, relax your shoulders slowly, easy, clockwise, anti-clockwise. Now for 1 minute, you all can get up and stretch your ankle and leg. Yeah, because you were listening for 1 hour. Yeah, stretch from ankle. First from ankle. Stretch. Stretch now with both hands. Yeah. On the ankle. Yes. On the ankle. Again. Again. Now both arm. Now one on the back. Right, left. Good. Now knee joints. Loose up your knee joints. Now keep your both arms straight. Go down. Go down. Go down. Good. Now, yeah, you can take your seat. So no one is sleeping now? Anyone want to sleep, he can sleep. But where he want to sleep? You can go on the back and sleep. Not in the front. Those who want to sit in the front, they have to be attentive. Okay. In between, I will do the exercise. Every 15 minutes, I will do the exercise. Yes, sit down. One more exercise. Now we will clap. Two on the left, three on the right. Just see first. First see. Go like that. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, go totally. Right, right, good. This time is generally like that. Blood sugar go down. We are waiting for the lunch. And that time little bit drowsiness come. So this is normal, but don't worry. We have to activate again our muscles. Now, health is a gift given by the God. I will say the two major priorities of the life. What are the two main priorities of the life? Yes, you tell me. What are our two main priorities of the life? If I will tell you, what are your two major priorities? First, one is health. Second, what? Health. Second? No, wealth. What? Even wealth is not there. Suppose. What else? Food. Peace. What else? Happiness. what you learned from the first lesson from the sisters. The first lesson was what? Who am I? So first lesson gives me my state of mind. So the first two major priorities of the life, health and my state of mind. If my state of mind is good, happiness, peace will be there. If I will tell my mind, I am peaceful, body will start feeling the peace. If I will tell my mind, I am under stress, body will also feel stress. If I will tell my mind, I am depressed, body will also feel depressed. Body follows the order, whatever mind tells the body. This is a major problem. So in our country now, we are facing many diseases. The major disease we are facing is heart disease, diabetes, blood pressure, HIV infections, cancers, infective disorders. These are major problem in the society. In our country, Indian person can get heart disease and diabetes fast compared to anyone in the world. Now they say we have to keep our health good by our healthy lifestyle. In healthy lifestyle means my diet, my exercise, my work, my thinking, my relationship, all these are related to our health. Health doesn't mean only absence of disease. Health means my all components should be good. In English it is say disease. Disease means what? Ease is what? God say, live in ease, eat in ease, sleep in ease. But in 21st century we have added D-I-S. This ease means everything we want to do very fast. In Ayurveda it is said, lower limbs should be warm, abdomen should be soft, head should be cool, then your health will be good. But now what is happening in 21st century? Our lower limbs are becoming cool, abdomen is becoming tight, head is becoming hot. So we are not running through our legs, we are running through our thoughts. And that is why disease is becoming very common. Another English meaning is ill. I-L-L. Ill means what? I lack love. When love is not there in the life, illness comes. Life means energy. If energy is not there, disease comes. And in this 21st century, the major problem is we are using our body more and more. We are using our adrenal more and more. We are reacting more and more. And that is where we are using our kidneys more and more. And over the kidney, two glands are there. Adrenals. whenever message goes to adrenal, adrenal release the hormone in the body. And when we go on using our hormone in the body, disease starts. Our immune system goes down. And once immunity go down, any disease can come in the body. So to keep a good health, what we have to do? First, exercise. Do your exercise every day. It is compulsory. Brisk walk every day in the morning for 40 minutes, 45 minutes, minimum 30 minutes is compulsory. Even for me, it is also compulsory. Brisk walk means I am walking with my full speed, with my two arms up and down, swinging up and down. If I am walking like this and talking to people, no exercise. My heartbeat should go to 110, 120. My normal heartbeat is 70 to 80. With my walk, my heartbeat should go to 100, 110, 120. Why? If I will do this thing for half an hour, 5 days a week, slowly I will increase my capacity of heart and lung. Now whenever sudden situation come, whenever stress comes suddenly, somebody said, go, run, fire is there. And you start running. And if my heartbeat goes to 110, and if I have never trained my heart to 110, what will happen? Heart attack, chest pain, angina will come. So it is compulsory in 21st century, because we all know anything can happen to anyone in the world. 21st century is a century of uncertainty. Uncertainty means anything can happen to anyone in the world. We don't know. That is why we have to keep our body physically ready. So keep your exercise every day, which burn our sugar, which reduce our cholesterol, bad cholesterol. If my cholesterol goes up, I can get any disease in the body. Cancer, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, and gallstones. If my cholesterol goes up. So to keep our cholesterol under control, do your walking at least 5 times a week for 30, 35 minutes. Now, whenever you are going for walk, don't talk to anyone. Don't carry your mobile. At least 5 places don't carry your mobile. One, when you are walking. Second, when you are driving. Third, when you are taking bath, enjoy the bath. Fourth, when you are eating your meals, food. I have seen people keeping mobile, eating the food, again talking. Sometimes people don't enjoy what they are eating. And if I am not enjoying what I am eating, it means no energy. I am just eating. Fifth, when you are praying to God, don't use mobile. Anyone is using mobile here? Anyone's mobile is on? When you are praying to God, keep your mobile off. Hopefully, God may listen to your prayer. And He say, okay, I am going to give you 2 crores of rupees. And same time, if my mobile is on, if it start ringing, God will say, go. Next person will get the money. So that is why 5 places, don't use your mobile. Again, 2 minutes, detach yourself, sit in your own consciousness, charge your body. Second was your meals, food. Whenever you are taking your meals, food, eat slowly. Enjoy whatever is given to you. Don't mix too many things in the meals, like fruits. Eat fruits 2 hours before your meals. Don't mix fruit with your food. Digestion of fruit is different. Digestion of food is different. Once you have taken your meals, for 5 hours, next 5 hours, don't take anything. Because once we take food in our stomach start the process. Stomach is a grinder. And if we take something in between, grinder stop. That is what gas problem, acidity, are very constipation are major problem in the society. And the major reason is we don't pay attention to our food. If I have taken my food at 1 o'clock and now I am going to somewhere, at 3 o'clock again I am putting something, it will create problem. So up to 6, I am not supposed to take any cooked food to avoid the gases, to avoid the obesity. Obesity, overweight is another major problem in the society. Obesity means when my weight is more on my abdomen. And when weight is more on my abdomen, any disease can come in the body. So, eat, enjoy your meals. Fruit and milk products should be not mixed with the food. Another item is milk. Milk also should be taken 2 hours before. But generally what happens whenever we go to marriage, we think, I am giving a gift. Let us think I am giving a gift of 2,000 rupees. So what I will think, let me enjoy whatever is there in the food. So I will take everything from starting from zero, milk, fruit, coffee, ice cream, everything. Now I am taking ice cream, I am taking coffee, I have taken food, I have taken 800 calories. Now I am coming home and sleeping with 800 calories. So anything can happen in the body. Go and give the gift. Don't worry about the money coming back. Otherwise, to save 500 rupees, I have to pay for bypass surgery or angioplasty 2 lakhs afterwards. So better to give it. Don't eat it. Because most of the food, when we eat outside, fat content, oil content is more. So those who have diabetes, overweight problem, better they should eat at home and then they go to function. Third, relax yourself. Our mind affects our body. God has not given us a safety wall like pressure cooker. In pressure cooker, what happens? Whenever pressure is more, whistle is there, pressure is normal. But if God would have given us a safety wall here, things would have been good. But that whistle don't happen here, that whistle happen in our body. So what we have to do, we have to release our pressure whenever it is necessary. Whenever my pressure is more, I should release it. This is our nervous system in the brain. Things goes here, and from here things goes to different cells of the body. If I am keeping everything here, pressure will go up. And that is why it is necessary nowadays to reduce your pressure whenever it is necessary. Now we know very well, diseases start first in the mind. Then it comes to the body. You have seen heart attack during World Cup cricket match. When India lost the match, 10 and 12 people in India had heart attack. Why? Match was in West Indies, heart is in India, and heart attack was there. Whenever I get more anger, body damage in the body start. So some psychological factors which create the disease. Number one factor is when I am suppressing everything. I am suppressing. I am not able to express myself. I am not able to express my feelings. My husband or wife is very tight. My boss is very tight. So what will happen to that person? He will keep things inside. And those people who keep things inside, they get disease faster. That is why in housewife, cancer is very common. Why? Husband gone, children gone, she's alone at home. And if she's not able to express herself in the evening or in the daytime, chances of frustration, depression or disease is fast. In one of the study they saw, those who were walking with the dog every day, they had less heart attack. Why? Now you tell me the answer. Those who were walking with the dog every day, they had less accident, less heart attack. They were talking to dog very nicely when they are walking with the dog. And they are telling all their problem to dog. Today this thing happened, this thing happened, this thing happened. Dog is listening. Dog is listening. When I talk to dog, he's listening. When I'm talking to people, they are biting. So they feel comfortable with the dog. I am not telling you to keep a dog, but release your suppress emotion by anything, by any way. It is up to you. One method you are learning from sister is meditation. That is also release it. Second method, breathe out. Breathe out. You are releasing it. Third, which is becoming very common nowadays, laughing. People go to laughing club. They pay the money. They laugh for 20 minutes. Come back home, again serious. Whenever you get chance, laugh on yourself. Do not laugh on others, laugh on yourself. Don't become serious. We Indians become very serious very fast. Life is not serious. Life is a game. Like first lesson. What first lesson is teaching me? What you learned from first lesson? Yes, tell me. First lesson, what giving me the direction? Then I will know you have learned it. What else? Atam, soul, that is there. But what is the importance of that? If I will say I am soul, not good. What else? Go on giving the answer. Again, let us create energy first. I saw some people are sleeping. So 2 time here, 3 time here. Yes. Breathe in and out. Give me the answer now. What is the meaning of first lesson? It is very important lesson. If your first lesson is clear, everything is clear. What is the importance in day-to-day life? How you will reduce the stress from first lesson? How you will apply it? What else? No, or give me the answer, logic answer. This mind don't accept unless we give him logic. If I will just say, no, I am soul. Something is going wrong, I am soul. You have to give him logic, then mind accept. What type of soul? Okay, soul. What type of soul I am? I am peaceful soul. What else? I am pure soul. Why depression come? Okay. I will ask in a different way. Why depression come? Mind is upset. Pressure. What else? Over expectations. From the self, from the others. One. Second, no meaning in the life. Loss of meaning. I am just living. Go every day, I am getting up and spending my life. So first lesson is teaching me, I am a beautiful actor. My thumbprint, my hair structure don't match in anyone in the world. So what I am? I am a unique actor. So I don't compare myself with anyone in the world. Because I am a unique person. Why stress come? When we compare negatively with others. So now I realize I am a beautiful actor. Job of actor is what? Job of actor is what? To act, not react. What we do, 90% we react. So 90% my adrenal react. And disease come. So now what I have to do? I have to act, not react. So what I am a beautiful actor. Whenever I go down, I am feeling down, is normal, nothing wrong. In a day, sometime we go down, nothing wrong, it's normal. But whenever I go down, I have to do something to come back normal. So what to do? I will give you one exercise. Raise your right hand. Raise your right hand. And pat your back. Good. Beautiful. You are beautiful. Whenever I go down, I pat myself. I am beautiful. Today is a new day. Let me enjoy today. Otherwise people, when they feel down, they want somebody should do like this on the back. But we should not become dependent on others. We can do every day to ourselves. So that I am a beautiful actor, my job is to act, not react. And at least do this exercise 5 times a day. I will not get spondylitis and arthritis. Why spondylitis and arthritis come? When people become very tight, stiff. All the time they are stiff. Muscles become tight. And when I relax myself, I am a beautiful actor and I am doing 3-4 times. My chances of getting muscle stiffness will be less and less. So first thing is expression. Express yourself through any method, whether breathing, whether meditation, whether by laughing, whether by talking. Do some way so that your pressure become normal. Second factor is type A personality. Type A personality means they are very running all the time in their life. They don't have time. They are running with, they are competing against the clock. Those are the people type A personality. So whenever I am doing anything, give 1 second to yourself. I am a beautiful actor. And then start your work. Majority emotional problem come when we don't pay attention to ourselves. And we start our work with same setup of mind as we started yesterday. So give 1 minute to yourself and then start your work. Whether you are talking on the phone, whether you are coming back to your home, whether you are going to work, give 1 second to yourself before you go to work, before coming to home, release, let your files remain in the office. Don't bring your office file to home, home file to office. When we mix both files together, problem come. Third factor. This is a very common factor. I will show you the picture. This is last picture I will show. Energy flow is continuously there in the body. Like heart is beating all the time, blood is flowing all the time. So everything is flowing in the body. That is why in our Indian mythology, Goddess Lakshmi is shown like this. How Goddess is shown? Lakshmi, the god of the wealth, is like this. Wealth is coming and going. Wealth is coming and going. It means what? It means what? It means what? Whatever is coming, allow it to go. But what we do with the Lakshmi? We block the Lakshmi. We block the Lakshmi, block come here. we deposit here. Sir, what you are doing? I am depositing. So mind tell the body, please you also deposit. So genes pick up the LDL cholesterol and they deposit in coronary artery. And that is why heart disease is very common. Message is what? Message is what? Enjoy the flow. Allow it to go. But fear. Fear is the major enemy of human life. Due to fear, we try to control everything in our life. And whenever we try to hold or control anything in the life, damage starts in the body. So the message is, enjoy the present. Enjoy the present. Due to fear of future, we worried so much, we don't enjoy the present. And that is where the disease come. So, third factor is, enjoy the present. Whenever you get chance, come back to present. Whenever mind is going, running to future, tell the mind, come back here. I am enjoying it. Whenever mind come back to present, fear will be not there. Whenever fear is there, blood don't goes here. We need blood in our intestine. 90% energy repair, blood goes, our energy goes in repair. Now what happens whenever fear is there, blood goes to our lower limbs. Blood goes to our upper limbs. That is why in fear we start feeling trembling. Why? Blood is here. Blood is not coming back to heart. And the child has done very good. He studied well. But when fear starts, he is not getting enough blood to brain and he is not able to talk. And that is a major problem in our civilization. So whenever fear come, tell your mind, I am okay. I am okay right now. If I will be okay now, I will be okay in future also. So enjoy the flow. So in the end, I will tell you four things. First, do eat. Eat as per your body requirement. As per your profession, as per your calorie burning, eat it. Drink the water 2 hours before or 2 hours after. In Sufi mythology they say, eat one time, drink 2 times, 3 times exercise, 4 times laugh, 5 times work, 6 times prayer to God. Then you will be healthy. It means when I am eating not too full, my stomach will work good. When I am not mixing the water, stomach will work good. Whenever occasion is there, I am laughing, I am releasing my negative emotions. Music is also one of the methods through which you can relax your body, you can release your negative emotions also. And last, when you do meditation, you give positive thoughts to your subconscious mind. Our life conflict start in subconscious mind. Total fight happen between conscious and subconscious. In meditation, we try to program our subconscious mind so that subconscious mind can send the information to body. So I will give you 3-minute exercise, how to train your subconscious mind. Before I finish, again, stretch yourself, loose your both leg little bit, breathe in and out, sit comfortably, back, neck should be straight. Breathe out. Relax all the muscles of the body. Sit in natural consciousness between two eyebrows over the forehead. I am point of light, point of energy, sitting in my between two eyebrows, receiving energy of peace from ocean of peace. Feel it. I am receiving energy of peace. Allow this energy to flow to all the parts of body. Feel all the cells of body receiving positive energy. Cells are healthy. Blood pressure is normal. Blood sugar is normal. All the biological parameters are normal. Healing is taking place in the body. Heartbeats are normal. My coronaries are open. Come back to central point. Visualize yourself. Everything in life is working good. I am in command of my own life. All the situations are under control. I am the master of my own life. I am enjoying every second of my life. Come back to central point. Breathe in and out. Open your eyes. ఓం శాంతి. థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్ ఆల్ ద బెస్ట్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ, టు యువర్ ఫ్యామిలీస్, టు యువర్ ఆర్గనైజేషన్.